Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we return from that short break, Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us. And part of the New York City area, well, it includes Connecticut, which is where we're headed for destination spotlight number 99. It's the state capital, Hartford. Located in our fifth state, it was admitted to the Union back in 1788. Known as the Constitution State or the Nutmeg State, this segment of the show is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Robert and I have our Travel Pro pretty much packed and ready to go as we head out for the big Let's Go America Tour Rome, and that's going to be followed immediately by the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise. And as a way to prepare for your own travels, they're offering all of our show fans a Fall in Love with Travel special, providing 15% off site-wide at TravelPro.com.
You know, we've noticed an increase of too many travelers using this sad-looking or junk luggage, as I call it out there. You can do better, America. We use their Platinum Elite round-trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. And Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your special 15% off savings at TravelPro.com today or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's talk Connecticut with Noelle Stevenson on the show hotline, particularly Hartford. She's the director of tourism for the state.
Hello, Noelle. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show. It's nice to connect with you today for our destination spotlight.
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us. All right. So as we speak, this show is being transmitted to a little over 495 weekly stations across the USA. We feel truly blessed with the reach the show has. But I have to tell you, the one state the program is not heard in is Connecticut. So, Noelle, we got to do something about that, and hopefully you can help us out with that. But
well, they're hearing us now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully some people are in the state. But I do think that the state of Connecticut, you know, often gets overlooked by travelers who focus maybe more on the New York City area or parts of Rhode Island and Boston. Hartford has, I think, around 30 colleges and universities in the area. It's got the nickname, you know, Knowledge Corridor. Certainly Mark Twain and Harriet Beecher Stowe, they loved the city. And besides being the state capital, it's actually one of the oldest cities in America. So what do you connect most with about Hartford?
How much time do you have? There isn't enough that I could say about Hartford. It's actually been my home since I moved to Connecticut. It is an incredibly dynamic urban center, an incredibly city here in Connecticut. And, you know, you talk about New York and Boston, and so it is so centrally located, just about, you know, 2 hours from either locations, whether you're going to New York or Boston. But you also talk about a drive-through versus what we're trying to do here is to kind of change that perception, have people come and visit to Connecticut. So drive to Connecticut versus drive by Connecticut. And that is what we have been working very hard at promoting the destination in particular, and obviously the state as a tourism hub, but also as a place to come such as Hartford, which is such a dynamic and vibrant city that has such an art scene, for example. It's so alive when it comes to arts and culture. And I love this particular topic because just about a year ago, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but Hartford was ranked the number one city in America for artists to live and practice their craft.
Well, we know the oldest continuously operating art museum is there.
It's the Wadsworth, yeah.
100%. Yes, absolutely. I mean, so we know the art scene is amazing. It's got an incredible mural scene as well throughout the entire city. You've got places like Parkville Arts District, as you guys well know, and Real Art Wave, which is such a unique location when it comes to either, you know, going to see exhibits or, you know, just if you're a film person and you just want to see some, you know, great programming.
Well, there's no question.
Very unique.
Yeah, I mean,
huge art scene. And also, you know, in Portland, Oregon, where the show is being heard right now and our affiliate there, they're known as Rose City, and they have a beautiful rose garden with, I think, over 10,000 roses planted. But something I think a lot of people don't realize is Hartford. Hartford has the Elizabeth Park Rose Garden, the country's first rose garden, and it's third in the U.S. in size.
I think there's 15,000 plants, 800 different variety of roses there.
Absolutely. And that in itself is mind-blowing, right? And you also have, going back to the arts, you have the Wadsworth Atheneum, which I had the pleasure to visit, and I was just absolutely blown away at the collection from, you know, classic to modernism.
That's a museum that folks have to hit on. And you know, when you think about Hartford, 20 miles south or so, the oldest theme park in the country, Lake Compounds, is there. That's a place that people need to experience. But, you know, I am curious, you know, as we're talking about all this stuff, Noelle, one of the things we like to ask folks when they come on the Destination Spotlight series of the show is to give us, a surprising or an interesting fact about the area. In this case, it's obviously Hartford. What is it that you think will entice our listeners to come visit?
The list is so endless, Rob. I mean, there's so much, and I know our time is limited, but there's so much I could talk about. For example, if you look at our theater scene, so much has happened at our Hartford Stage or other great, you know, performing arts centers like the Bushnell or Theater Works, which has more of the edginess, you know, in terms of new theater experiences. But I was just blown away again by the theater scene and some of the acts that we've brought here that have engaged, you know, talent such as Kevin Bacon, Olympia Dukakis, you know, so many more would never imagine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the theater scene, and that is right.
The restaurant scene is great, too.
Another thing we could go through.
Yeah.
Well, Noelle, listen, this goes by quickly, too quickly, but we absolutely appreciate you joining us. We will have to reconnect at some other point. Folks, if you want to find out more, you can do it very easily. CTVisit.com. Noelle, enjoy the rest of the weekend, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know, one thing we didn't get on, Mary, the Connecticut Science Center. That is also in
all kinds
folks.
Of interactive
you need
exhibits.
To check that out.
Yeah, great.
All right, folks, that is number 99 in our popular series of the show that Mary and I started. I think we started that back with April
2017.
You can find them all on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. As we put a bow on hour one of the program this week, one more hour to go until we are off to Italy and the big Let's Go America tour Rome this upcoming week. After these messages, we'll all be back to kick off hour two. The NCF will help us start it off, and we'll get back to talking more of everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Stick around, everyone, as we'll be back in just a few minutes, or catch us anytime through the live stream or archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.